in the options that we've looked at.
Yeah. So I mean, we can put a spillway on the other side of Butterley, but we will have to block off the old spillway, and we could allow.
Why can't they both run in tandem?
Because the only water that would be allowed down would be, it's got to be slow enough that it's not going to cause a problem with the masonry blocks.
Surely it's not.
Because of the size of the channel, that's not very much water.
No, this doesn't make sense. So, I mean, I don't know whether this is the right place to debate it, but British Waterways at Tunnel End came to a completely different conclusion. They built a supplementary spillway, and the existing still functions. Yes. So, you know, and ultimately, you just need capacity for what comes down the valley, irrespective of what's in the reservoir, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's what falls on the catchments.
I don't know what condition the, or if there are any known problems with the spillway that they were looking to augment there.
Without
knowing those conditions, I don't know if it's...
It was similar to this. It wasn't listed, it was conservation area. It would have multiplied the existing spillway, which goes over the top of the railway, by 250%. It's big. Yes. It's big now. It would be big.
Yes.
And they came up with an ingenious solution, which I think impressed and surprised everybody, probably themselves included, but certainly the residents.
Yes.
And you know, I think we would just want to have seen evidence of a similar solution really being tested.
Off the top of my head, and I'm not directly involved in the bottom.
We've got a lot of water. It's probably one of our biggest spillways. As I say, it's doubled the capacity of the Swan CBI. And in terms of the one that you see riding, that's about,
what is it, John? About 40 cubic metres a second going. That channel that riding was about 40, and at Butterley it's well over 240.
What currently?
But the thing,
that's the scale of difference. Now, if we were to do what you're saying, and it is an option that we do look at on any of our spillways, on any of our reservoirs, and this is just one example, we do option here and look at the various ways we can put emergency spillways over the top or on the other side of the valley. If we were to split the flows at Butterley, we've still got a lot of water with a big destructive flow. Even if we were to split it in half, say, and have a channel half the size on the other side, that would take half the flows. We've still got potentially 100. We've got the flows that would come down here in a big flood that would have to be dealt with. And our experiences. Our experiences at Butterley are that not that long ago we had floods of around about 100-year event floods. So extensive flooding, don't get me wrong.
And what cubic capacity was that? Because it's being engineered for 240, isn't it? Because we were having a chat on the way up, and that was about 13.
It was about 13.
So it's being engineered for 20 times more than... Yeah. The 100-year flood eventuality.
Yeah, because the return period for the Noah's Ark flood that we're... Yeah, and it's a national standard. It's not a Yorkshire Water standard. It's a national standard. And we have to abide by those standards.
Yeah.
And it's a return period in excess of 10,000 years. And that sounds incredible. And it's... But there's a very, very slight chance that it could happen tonight. Now, it's not going to happen tonight, we know it isn't, but we have to design to that, and that's the national standard. That's set out in legislation. Yeah. When you have, and I won't go into it in a lot of detail, and Jason will be able to correct me, because he's probably set the legislation at some point in his lifetime, but where we have a dam that's got, I'll just summarise it very quickly, where a dam, if it was to breach, could cause loss of life downstream, and most of our dams are in that are sort of in that category. They have to safely pass the probable maximum flood, and that's the probable maximum flood is this Noah's Ark event that we're talking about in